Part 6. What Curly Really Said. So the whole legend of Custer heroically leading his men to the end rests on one eyewitness account, that of 19-year-old Crow Scout Curly. Although he was released from further service by Custer just before the attack, Curly shadowed the Americans to the river. By his own admission, Curly was there, watching through binoculars, when Custer tried to charge across the Little Bighorn at Medicine Tail Coulee. No more than a few minutes after Thompson saw Custer and an unnamed Crow scout, probably Curly, with a tethered Sioux squaw on the riverbank just upstream from Medicine Tail Coulee. Asked when Custer was killed, Curly stated in his first account of the battle, published in the Helena Daily Herald on July 15, 1876, Custer remained alive through the greater part of the engagement, animating his men to determined resistance, but about an hour before the close of the fight received a mortal wound. That's it. That's the rock on which American Little Bighorn scholars have built the whole heroic legend that was first depicted in the stirring etching by A.K. Wad that appeared in Harper's in the fall of 1876 and later codified in American heroic iconography by the Otto Becker lithograph Custer's Last Fight that was widely distributed to American saloons and taverns a quarter century after the battle as a promotional gimmick by the Anheuser-Busch Brewing Company. Not much of a rock, especially when you consider that Curly admitted he was quite sensibly hiding in a deep ravine for most of the Custer fight, where he could see little of the battle, let alone whether Custer was leading his men or not at the end. Curly was frank about this. He told the Helena Daily Herald he was not well informed about most of the battle. In fact, the only portion of the battle that Curly personally witnessed was at the river at the very beginning of the Custer fight, when he saw two 7th Cavalry troopers blown out of the saddle as they tried to charge across the Little Bighorn. That's also when Curly said Custer was shot. In the same breath, the same sentence actually, where he told the Americans what they so badly wanted to hear, that Custer remained alive through the greater part of the engagement, Curly also slipped the Americans the cold, hard truth, that Custer was mortally wounded an hour before the end of the fight. Curly didn't estimate the total length of the Custer fight, and there is disagreement in the eyewitness record on this point, but witnesses on both sides, such as Sioux warriors He-Dog, Lazy White Bull, Flying Hawk, and American scout George Herendeen, agreed that the second portion of the battle, the Custer fight, lasted about an hour. If that's true, Curly wasn't saying that Custer was killed at the end on Last Stand Hill at all, but rather the opposite. What Curly was actually saying was that Custer died at the outset of the Custer fight, about the time Curly saw a couple of Custer's men get shot out of the saddle charging across the Little Bighorn, and White Cowbull shot an officer on a sorrel horse with four white stockings in the middle of the river. This is also when Pretty Shield said Custer died in the waters of the Little Bighorn. And Gall and Crazy Horse agreed. Although they didn't know the specifics of Custer's death, both Crazy Horse and Gall, the powerful Oglala and Hunk Papa Sioux war chiefs who were hammer and anvil for the 7th Cavalry that day in June 1876, judged from the way the battle unfolded that Custer was killed early in the Custer fight. Gall said, "Custer personally and those with him were probably the very first ones to fall in the day." And Crazy Horse said, "We disposed of the leaders in a very short time, and if he, Custer, was unfortunate enough to be one of the group in the lead, he was one of the first to fall." Minneconjou Sioux warrior Hump struck a similar note in 1881 when he recalled that Custer's men seemed confused, i.e. leaderless, from the time the Indians counterattacked at Medicine Tail Coulee, i.e. from near the beginning of the Custer fight. Horned Horse and Curly agreed. Horned Horse described how Custer's men reeled back toward the bluffs after losing several men who tumbled into the water. And Curley, who watched the start of the Custer fight from a safe distance, said that Custer's men fought poorly from the beginning. Curley said it looked like Custer's men did not know anything much about fighting, something that could not be said of troops actively commanded by George A. Custer.